Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
248-539-9797, open lines. Lots to get to this hour. Thanks for being with us. Let's get back to your phone calls. Brian's on a cell. Hi, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I have a evil and sinister desire for the end of Aaron Rodgers' football career.
Oh, boy.
I want him to get to the Super Bowl. I want him to keep the score close. And I want him, in the final last possible chance to win the game, to just throw three and out and fail, purposefully throwing the Super Bowl and say, hey, Green Bay, guess what? You screwed me. Now I screw you.
Wow.
That is evil. It's diabolical.
Never in a million years happen.
Yeah, it would never happen, but it's very interesting. That would be a great movie.
Could you imagine how badly everybody would revolt against the Green Bay organization? Even the NFL would be like, you guys just botched everything.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't go against Green Bay.
They'd
be
totally
going against
Aaron Rodgers. It would be considered one of the least professional things that ever happened.
But we would all be happy for it.
No. I mean, yeah, but...
Brian must watch a lot of wrestling. Because this is what would happen in a, turn heel all of a sudden the last second, right, Gator?
Yep.
This isn't wrestling.
That is a straight-up WWE
yes.
problem.
It'd
be like running down the sideline ready to score a touchdown.
Yes.
You stop at the one-yard line.
The music comes on.
Right. You give the double bird, and you throw the ball straight up back towards midfield and see if somebody else picks it up.
Oh, my God, it's John Cena!
Right. Takes your helmet off, takes your shoulder pads off. You go all the end of slap shot and just take everything off except for your jock strap, and then you walk into the sunset.
Come on.
That's not going to happen.
Creative scenario. But
I do enjoy the scenario.
All right, story came out.
Not him getting naked, but the scenario that he would totally tank it at the end to screw the Packers.
Gotcha. Thanks for the clarification.
Well, I needed to clarify.
All right, so look, we're at a time here where this topic isn't top of mind because the people in charge are doing their best to completely F up the game, and that is Major League Baseball. ESPN yesterday put out a story of the top five free agent fits for Freddie Freeman. And five-time All-Star, Atlanta Braves, still a free agent, and will remain that way, right, during the lockout?
That's correct.
He wants a sixth-year guaranteed and would make him amongst the highest at his position as late as his age of 37, highest paid amongst those at his position as late as his 37-year-old season.
Because he's 31 right now.
And I think he just turned 32.
Yes,
but anyway.
He's 32, just turned 32.
Okay.
September.
And five teams are speculated upon as the landing spot. One of them is the Detroit Tigers. And... okay, so a national publication writes about this, and my first thought is I don't see the way. But then again, Gator, with an Illich in charge, the Tigers went out and famously signed Prince Fielder when nobody saw a way, right?
Right.
And in the midst of a wintertime, God, when was the auto show? Wasn't it right around this time? Because it happened
when we were
at the auto show. It was literally
this week. Whatever it was,
I remember us doing the auto show, doing the show from the auto show, talking about Prince Fielder, and then I think driving home from the auto show, doing a show from the auto show, it was announced that the Tigers had stunned the baseball world and signed Prince Fielder. The organization's done it before. That doesn't mean they're going to do it again, although literally the guy in charge has the DNA of the guy who did it.
This is true.
He's not acting like that guy.
No, well, that team, before they signed Prince Fielder, was a hell of a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
That team didn't need Prince Fielder, but they wanted to go over the top.
Yep.
And they went for it. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for a World Series championship, and really didn't work out when all was said and done because they traded Prince Fielder just a couple years later. But they went for it. But it was a different situation than this current team is. Freddie Freeman's an outstanding baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a guy who's got a career batting average just under 300. His career OPS is just under 900. He produces. He flat out produces. He had 31 home runs last year. I mean, this is a guy that statistically you look at it and you would say in a typical year, you know, for his age, he'd probably get a deal that's going to pay him, what, $25 million a year? Something like that?
Yep.
I can't see the Tigers doing that on a six-year deal because they've got Cabrera there right now. They're going to have to pay Miguel for this 1 year, for this last year. Was it one more year or two more years of baseball? They've got the guy ready to come in after that, which is Spencer Torkelson. So, I mean, yes, you have the DH spot if you wanted to. And Freddie Freeman's a first baseman.
Well,
he's a really good first baseman. I just don't see them doing it. It'd be exciting as hell. Would make the team a hell of a lot better. I don't think it works out for him.
Torque doesn't start next year with the Tigers. That's a possibility. That he doesn't start the season with the Tigers.
Well, it's a real possibility we don't start a season with the Tigers.
That aside.
Right.
And Torque has worked a lot at third base. Is there a future that has Freeman at first, Torque at third, and Candelario at second?
I don't see that.
And, you know, I mean, Miguel Cabrera may want to play first, but that doesn't mean he gets to. And that's what the story sort of implies, is that the only way that this happens, and you know, for Detroit to get him. But what does the team look like with the addition of Freddie Freeman? Do they look like a playoff team? I mean, it would be wholly dependent on the young starting pitching and how quickly it grows up. But it'd be crazy. I was more than a little bit shocked to see Detroit's name on this list of possible destinations for Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised at that, too. And this is just one of those dare-to-dream scenarios to add an all-star player to your lineup and make it even more potent. And then if you do something like that, what does it say about how you feel about Jamer Candelario? Is he somebody that's a long-term guy or not?
Well,
Torkelson is, but is Candelario a long-term guy if you were to sign Freddie Freeman?
I mean, I'm pretty comfortable with him, but not completely sold
that
he's going to be very productive for them, that he'd be a productive player on a good team. Although the story goes on to imply, again on ESPN.com, that they could actually then trade Candelario if they wanted. The only thing I don't like about that is it makes them older, as if they're ready to win right now. And I still wouldn't be convinced that they'd be ready to win, because too much would be relying on the young pitching.
Well, that's the other thing, is like, if you were going to spend that kind of money on a player, mm-hmm. and if you're talking whatever that would be, you know, $140 million or whatever the cost would be to sign Freeman to that deal, would you be better served? You're going to spend the money. Would you be better served spending that on a starting pitcher?
Or would you be better served in what do we say this might cost him over the course? What, he wants a sixth year, and you said $25 million.
I'm just spitballing it out there. Yeah.
Would $150 million for Freddie Freeman make more sense this year or next year for fill in position of need?
Go on the free agent market again next year and just find somebody else.
Bank the $150 million and come back next year when it's a more obvious fit, more defined what this team's needs are, which very well may be starting pitching, could be a corner outfielder. You know, the idea of expediting the chance to win now is enticing, but it's probably money better spent next year than this, right?
I would think so.
Yep. And I really like Freddie Freeman.
I like Freddie Freeman a lot.
And I'm talking about the person, like everything I've read and I've seen about Freddie Freeman. I think you're getting a pro and a pretty cool guy, but and still a productive Major League Baseball player. Everybody likes the baseball player, I would assume, but it's just whether or not it makes sense.
You know, it's interesting. It's like, what, if you go back, the screaming need was at shortstop, and they went out and got Javi Baez, right?
Yep.
Would you go back on that and not take Baez but sign Freeman? It would change things up. You'd still change things up with your lineup there without a doubt. But Freeman is the more productive offensive player and yet might cost you about the same.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know what his, I don't know what his demands are other than the 6 years. But
I think I'd probably, again, because of the position of need, I'd go Baez. And I recognize all the risks with Baez, and there are risks involved. By the way, there's some reporting today on what Carlos Correa's starting point was.
Oh, okay.
Did you see this or no?
I did not see it, but I think it's also interesting because I was just about to bring up Correa because Carlos Correa has decided to change agents. And had he done this after the season, would we be singing a different tune today?
Well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.